Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
I think they definitely got to us, got us a little off rhythm. Certainly that is a damn good defense. They got star-studded players across the board, and they play a really fast, aggressive-type scheme. They can bring multiple different pressures. I've got a lot of respect for Todd Bowles, and he's been doing this thing a really long time at a very high level. So I think he does a good job of putting guys in positions to make plays. And like I said, that they are a talented group, and we're going to have to play our best game to neutralize that.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur talking about getting ready to take on Tampa Bay coming up on Sunday afternoon. Don't forget Green and Gold postgame show along these 16 affiliates. Not everybody carries them. Some of y'all carry Packers and so forth. But those of you that do carry the Green and Gold postgame show, 5 until 8 coming up on Sunday. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. He is Tom Krasnicki, host of the extended pre- and post-game shows on WDAE in Tampa Bay. Follow him on Twitter at T-Kras. Tom, thanks a lot for coming on. Appreciate it.
Sparky, Gary, Leroy, pleasure to be with you guys. How are you?
Doing great, man.
Say his name right, Steve?
I think so.
I don't want to disrespect his family.
Did I say it right, Tom?
Krasnicki, you got it, man.
Beautiful.
Krasnicki, okay, I like that.
All right, Tom. So first things first, I guess going into this thing, Bruce Arians, Tom Brady, these guys are kind of not wanting to talk about snow and temperatures in the 20s going into this game at Lambeau Field and saying, yeah, it's not that going to be that big of a deal. I mean, you live in Tampa Bay, obviously. How big of a deal do you think it's going to be for this team coming up and playing in the snow possibly?
Well, guys, look, if the temperature was 5 to 10 degrees the way it was when the Packers were in the NFC Championship game at Lambeau the last time, remember Tom Coughlin's face is turning blue and purple, I think that would be a big deal. But if it's in the 28 to 30 degree range, I really don't think it's going to be that big of a factor. I think the Buccaneers are worried more about the wind factor more than anything else because they're a pass-first team. So if the wind is whipping up 25, 30 miles an hour the way it was for the Bills-Ravens game last weekend, for example, then I think there would be cause for concern. But Bruce Arians told us yesterday, he said, look, I don't think weather is going to be that big of a deal. Yeah, he's from the Northeast. I'm from the Northeast. I mean, there's a reason why I'm living in Tampa. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. The weather here is phenomenal all year long, but I don't think weather's going to be that big of a deal unless you're talking about gusty winds.
Yeah, Tom, I want to go through the mind frame of Bruce Arians, a young man who's been around for a while. I mean, he's going against, you know, the new school, the Matt LaFleur type, younger millennial types. But my question is, how has he been able to balance the two backs, Barber and Fournette? It seems like they're unselfish. They're bigger guys, but each have a pretty good role, even in the pass catching part of the offense. How has he been able to manage those two guys?
Well, it's a good question. And look, I think Bruce has told us all year long, going back to training camp, he said, listen, I'm going to play the hot hand, whether it's Ronald Jones, who was the case early on, or Leonard Fournette as playoff Lenny, they like to call him. He's had two really good playoff games with over 100 yards from scrimmage in each of the two playoff wins. I think it's a 1-2 combination that general manager Jason Light envisioned when he signed Leonard Fournette and he drafted Ronald Jones from a couple of years ago. So I think the Buccaneers like both of their backs. I think what you might see on Sunday is Leonard Fournette start the game just as he has in each of the last two playoff games with Ronald Jones mixing in. They combined for 125 yards rushing last week against a pretty good Saints team.
You know, this is Gary Ellerson here, Tom. I think the first game that they played, I thought that Bowles did a great job from a defensive standpoint, missing up coverages. And for the most part, a lot of people weren't blitzing Aaron Rodgers, and he seemed to come after Aaron Rodgers a lot in that particular game. Do you think we'll see the same the second time around?
I do, Gary. You know what? If you go back to that first meeting, the Packers got off to a 10-0 lead, and they dominated time of possession in that first quarter. And then Todd Bowles gathered his team around, and he said, listen, guys, we're going after Aaron Rodgers. We're going to scrap whatever we were doing in the first quarter, and we're going to get aggressive because that's what we do. We press on our corners, on the receivers on the outside, and we're going to go after him. We're going to blitz him. And he blitzed Aaron Rodgers about half the time the rest of the way, and that's one of the very few times, guys, I've saw Aaron Rodgers with his bewildered kind of deer in the headlights look on his face during that game. And I don't think it's going to be that case this time around. Obviously, you guys have been watching Aaron Rodgers. He's playing at an incredible level. The Bucs defense is also playing better of late. And it's led by Devin White, who made his playoff debut last week. He was all over the field with 11 tackles, a fumble recovery, and a big interception right at the end. He's turning into the heart and soul of this Buccaneer defense, so 45 is a guy to watch on Sunday.
Talking with our guy Tom Krasnicki here of WDAE in Tampa on the Wendy's Big Show. Let's talk about the other side of the line when we start talking about that Buccaneers defensive line. In my opinion, at least, they kind of won that battle against the Packers offensive line the last time these two teams faced off. They stopped Aaron Jones dead in his tracks, averaged less than 2 yards per carry. And now you get Vita Vea back. I would assume Tampa's feeling pretty confident about that area of their team.
They are. And Vita Vea, guys, you can't underestimate what he means to this defense if he can play on Sunday. And all signs are pointing towards, yes, he will play on Sunday. Here's a guy who's 345, 350 pounds. You can't block him with one guy. You got to have two guys to occupy him. And when that happens, and Ndamukong Suh gets single block, William Golston, and then you open up Shaq Barrett and JPP on the outside. And then the two inside backers really make this defense go. Levante David, who's been criminally underrated. And I just mentioned Devin White, who gets from point A to point B in an awful hurry. Both of those guys are extremely fast, and they'll shoot the A gap and B gap. If Vita Vea is occupying those blockers, it'll really open up Todd Bowles and have the flexibility to really blitz from all different angles on Sunday if Vita Vea is going to get back, and it looks like he will.
Okay, Tom, we've been stalling this for too long. Let's get to these two GOAT quarterbacks. People are probably shocked it took us so long to really get into it. Tom Brady, to me, this is just my thought, Tom, he wasn't treated fairly in New England. Here's a chance for him to do something that's remarkable, to try to get to a Super Bowl with a different coach. Now, the same for Aaron Rodgers. You know, he had a great career with McCarthy and won a couple MVPs, Super Bowl. Now he's with a new coach. So their paths are the same. The reason why I call it GOAT versus GOAT, because both guys have known in big games to put up big numbers. Now, if it was one deficiency for each quarterback, a deficiency, we know all the positives. What do you see? Because you've seen a lot of football. You know more than anybody.
Roy, listen, yeah. You might be on your way to the Hall of Fame, so I'm not going to touch that one.
That don't mean I know football. Anything.
I just watch football just like everybody. Look, I think when you defend Tom, and you've seen this before, in the two Super Bowls he lost to the Giants, and a couple years ago against the Eagles, and the games that he lost against the Saints during the regular season, the game that the Buccaneers lost at Chicago, it was always the same thing, guys. It's pressure. And it's pressure of making Tom Brady move laterally from one side to another because he's not the most mobile of quarterbacks. I think that's how you beat Tom Brady. You get pressure, you get in his face, you hit him, and you make him think twice about going down the field with the ball. Now, with Aaron Rodgers, I think it's kind of the opposite, because the Buccaneers did this in the first meeting, is they kept him in the pocket, and they blitzed him right up the middle. And no quarterback, Leroy, you know this, you played at a Pro Bowl, Hall of Fame type of level. Quarterbacks do not like getting pressure up the middle, and that's how the Bucs were able to beat Drew Brees last week, is they got pressure right up the gut.
You're right. That's the shortest path to the quarterback.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And I think if you look even further, you talked about Vita Vea. I mean, Antonio Brown, any word, what's going on with him down there?
Yeah, it's uncertain, guys. He didn't practice again today from what I'm being told. So I would say he's very questionable for this week. He banged up his knee last week. The MRI came back clean, but, you know, he's still kind of hobbling around out there. So I would say he's questionable for this game. It looks like Vita Vea is going to go, but Antonio Brown is going to be very much 50-50 for Sunday.
You know, Tom, he's been pretty quiet this year. We haven't heard much from him off the field. He's not on social media. We can't find him. How is the behavior with him down there?
He's been great. And I got to be honest, guys, I was not in favor of the move when the Buccaneers made it. Tom Brady was banging on the table. He wanted Antonio Brown here. He got him. He moved him into his house. So I guess Tom Brady took him under his wing and told management, listen, I got this guy. He's going to help us. He's going to be on his best behavior. And so far, so good. He's been outstanding. And he's been a big-time player for the last 4 or 5 weeks for this offense. So if he can't go on Sunday, that could hamper the Buccaneers in terms of their big playability. But they've got other guys to really help out on the outside. Mike Evans is coming on strong. Chris Godwin is a very good receiver. And they've got two young guys that the Bucs really like in Scotty Miller and the rookie Tyler Johnson. So there's plenty of depth at wide receiver.
Yeah, I like Scotty Miller.
Tom, what's your prediction for the game?
Oh, guys, you know, I'm going back and forth on this. I think it's going to be extraordinary. I think Brady and Rodgers are going to put on a show. I think there'll be some points scored. And I do think it's going to come down to a last-second kick. And Ryan Succop has solidified a position that's been an absolute nightmare for the Bucs for the last 10 years. He's 7-for-7 on field goals so far in the playoffs. So I know a lot of Packer fans are not going to be happy with me on this, but I think he kicks a field goal late on Sunday, and the Bucs win 30-27.
Not in that wind. Nah, you're going to hook that thing, Tom.
Here he is. Tom Krasnicki, WDAE in Tampa. Tom, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Enjoy the game on Sunday. Leroy, best of luck to you with the Hall of Fame.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it.
There he is, Tom Krasnicki, WDAE in Tampa, does their extended pre- and post-game shows there. Follow him on Twitter at T-Kras. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Can you hold that question until after a break?
Sure.
Just write it down so we don't forget it. Green and gold,
I'm
best.
I'm not Harry.
That's true. Green and gold, yeah, best defense up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
16 stations strong, the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.